We need to know the true meaning of the church.
保罗在这里着重地告诉我们，教会是他的身体。
And Paul says here with emphasis that the church is the body of Christ.
我们知道在这之前，
we know that before this,
保罗在他的书信里面也提到身体。
And Paul also mentioned the body in his letters.
但是无论在罗马书或者哥林多前书，
and either it is in the book of Romans or in the First Corinthians,
好像保罗在那里还是用一个比喻的说法。
And as if Paul still uses an analogy.
那正如就如，好像是一个比喻的说法。
He used the word as just as, and he as if he was using it as an analogy.
等到他到了罗马的监牢里面的时候
，as he was in the prison of Rome,
以弗所书的光进来了
，and the light of Ephesians came into him.
他就看见这个不是一个比喻，这就是基督的身体。
And he saw that this is no longer an analogy, but It is the body of Christ.
今天我们有很多弟兄姊妹解释大马色路上的异象。
And then today many brothers are explaining the vision of the way to Damascus.
我们说他在大马色城外已经经历了基督的身体。
And we already mentioned, that he already experienced the body of Christ on his way to Damascus.
因为他逼迫基督徒就是逼迫主。
Because when he persecuted the Christians, he was persecuting the Lord.
但是我们相信，在那个时候，保罗并不认识教会是基督的身体。
But I believe that Paul didn't understand that the church is the body of Christ.
而这个真理呢，是在罗马的监牢里面才启示出来的。
And that truth was revealed in the prison in Rome.
这是对今天地上教会重大的启示。
And it is a great revelation to the churches today.
所以在以弗所书第四章就告诉我们
Therefore in Ephesians chapter 4
教会只有在身体的侍奉里面
Only the church in the body ministry
才能完成那执事的侍奉
Can fulfill the ministry of that ministry
所以在基督的身体之外一切的组织做法都是错误的
And all the organizations or methods outside of the body are wrong
我们为什么今天不能接纳所谓的一些这些有阶级的这种的说法。
And that's why we cannot accept that there's this organization of a clergy.
所以今天我们晓得因为什么？我们是基督身体上的肢体。
And why is that? Because we are members of a body of Christ.
我们在教会里都是弟兄姊妹。
And we are all brothers and sisters in the church.
我们只有一位父亲。
And we only have one father.
我们有在身体上肢体功用的不一样。
And we have a different functions in the body.
我们没有地位上的不一样。
And yet there is no difference in position.
啊，所以呢，我们不需要在教会的什么特别的一个地位，特别的显丑，不需要。
So we don't need special positions or special titles.
今天每个肢体都应当尽当尽的功用。
And all members shall fulfill, function as
让身体的侍奉能够显出来。
So that the body ministry can be expressed.
弟兄姊妹们
，And
教会历史证实一件事情。
Church history proves one thing.
这个真理是不容易接受的。
And it is very hard to accept this truth.
并且也是守不住的。
And it's difficult to keep.
如果你把教会历史稍微看一下。
So if you look at the church history,
从第二三个世纪开始就守不住。
And from the second or third century, and this truth was not able to be kept.
变成天主教的时候是完全的变质。
And once it comes to the Catholic Church, and it has a change in essence.
即使到了改教的运动。
Even come to the Reformation.
在基本救恩的真理上恢复了。
And you has been revived concerning the basic truth.
身体的侍奉还是没有。
And yet there was no body ministry.
在弟兄运动的时候。
And during the Brethren movement.
这个真理看起来比较明亮。
And that truth was revealed in more light.
但是可悲啊。
But very sad.
今天这个光逐渐就开始暗淡。
And that light has become dimmer again.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
这是神给保罗的启示。
This is a revelation God gave to Paul.
这是他在信心中所要持守的。
And this is what he needed to keep in his faith.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们知道这两卷书。
We know that these two letters.
实在是新约圣经中最高的启示。
And there's the highest revelation in the New Testament.
也是大马士路上意象的高峰。
And that is also the apex of the visions of Damascus.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
在监牢里不仅有哥罗西书，不仅有以弗所书。
So in the prison, there were not only the Colossians and also the Ephesians.
还有腓立比书。
But also Philippians.
腓立比书说明什么呢？
So what does the Philippians say?
腓立比书说明基督是我们生活的秘诀。
The book of Philippians says that Christ is the secret of our living.
这不仅是一个需要认识的。
And it is not something that we need to know.
并且是在我们的生活中需要经历的。
But we also need to experience that in our living.
在腓立比书第四章的里面。
So in Philippians chapter 4,
保罗说我得到了秘诀。
Paul says, I have gained the secret.
我们知道这个秘诀这个字原文跟奥秘是同一个字。
And we know that in the original, the secret and the mystery, actually they are the one word.
就是神，保罗把神的奥秘变成他生活的秘诀。
And that says that Paul has turned God's mystery into the secret of his daily living.
这是多么重要的一件事情。
It is such an important matter.
今天我们讲到基督徒的生活。
So as we are talking about the Christian living,
我们不是照着圣经字面教导的东西 来活的。
And we are not just live according to the letters in the Bible.
你要懂得什么是秘诀。
You have to understand what the secret is.
你得到了秘诀。
If you have gained the secret.
保罗说我就能处这个处那个处贫穷处软处这个富足。
And the Paul said that then I can in the poverty, then I can in prosperity.
啊，你看我们今天基督徒在地上生活啊。我们最怕就是这个处了，处来处去啊，处得一塌糊涂。
And for Christians on earth, we are very afraid of being in this condition or in that condition.
啊，这个说明什么？说明我们没握住秘诀。
And what does it say? It says that we have not gained the secret.
我们不懂得什么是奥秘。
We don't know what the mystery is.
像保罗一样，他懂得奥秘。
Just like Paul, he knew what the mystery is.
那么，并且把这个奥秘变成他生活的秘诀。
And he has also turned the mystery into the secret for his daily living.
因此他可以说，我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
Therefore, he says that according to the one who strengthened me, I can do all things.
保罗在基督里是个自由的人。
And Paul was a free man in Christ.
是个富足的人。
And he was a rich man in Christ.
那么弟兄姊妹们，现在他就知道追求这个基督的这个宝贵。
And now he knew that the preciousness of pursuing after the Christ.
他说最好每个基督徒啊，我们的心思意念都能转成像基督的心思意念。
And he said that all our minds and attitudes should turn like the that of a Christ.
啊，用我们的这个旧有的心思，这个不对的心思。
Because our own thoughts and minds are wrong.
所以我们前面的弟兄们告诉我们。
Therefore, the brothers ahead of us have told us.
我们基督徒得救是我们的生命是新的，但是我们的思想是旧的。
And after we believe in the Lord, our life is new and our mind is still old.
所以我们的思想是影响我们的生活的。
And our minds will affect our daily living.
所以我们活来活去还是那个老样子。
So we live in this way and that way we're still in this old way.
所以如果我们的心思意念更新了，
if our mind can be renewed,
像我们的主了，
and to be like our Lord,
那么自然的生活就能把这新生活活出来。
Then naturally we can live out this new life.
不仅这样，保罗也立定了一个标杆。
Not only that, Paul also have a set a goal.
他说我现在忘记背后，努力面前的。
He said, I'm going to forget what lies behind and reach forward.
那么在腓立比书里面，他告诉我们向着标杆怎样的追求呢？
And in Philippians he says, how should we pursue after the goal?
他说第一个说使我认识基督。
He said, first let me know Christ.
他说我以认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Concerning knowing Christ as the treasure.
是我们基督徒要竭力的追求认识基督。
Yes, for Christians we need to pursue to know Christ.
你不要光知道他是救主。
You don't just know him as your
savior. 你不要知道他光是他有一点点的祝福和一点的恩典。
And or just to receive some blessings or grace from him.
基督是无限量的。
And Christ is unlimited.
基督的丰富是无止境的。
And his rich is unlimited.
我们要竭力的追求认识他。
And we need to pursue to know him.
不仅认识他。
Now need to know him.
保罗说我要得着他。
He said, I need to gain him.
哎，我丢弃万事，看作粪土来得着他。
And I will suffer the loss to forsake all things in order to damn him.
所以保罗的经历告诉我们。
So therefore, from Paul's experience,
你要更多的得着，你要学会更多的丢。
And if you want to gain more, then you will know how to forsake more.
今天我们丢不下，你就得不着。
If you cannot suffer loss, then you cannot gain.
啊，所以你看见我们是得舍不得，那个也舍不得，对不对啊？
And a lot of times we cannot let go of this, we cannot let go of that.
求主在这个聚会里面向我们大施怜悯。
May the Lord will give a great mercy in this meeting.
要把我们过去那个错误的守的东西，通通把它丢掉。
And we need to let go the things that we kept before.
弟兄姊妹们，保罗说：“我看万事如同粪土。”
He said, "I consider all things but the dross."
包括了我们今天所谓看见的一些的工作。
And including the things we consider work.
为要得着基督。
In order to gain Christ.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、
他不仅得着基督。
Not only did he gain Christ.
在他的生命中间亲身享受主的自己。
But also in his daily living, he enjoyed the Lord himself.
基督成为他里面的喜乐。
And the Lord has been.
基督成为他里面的满足。
Christ became the joy in the fellowship.
那么手上戴着锁链，脚上戴着脚镣。
And he has a chain in his hands of a fetter on his.
他的写信对于腓立比弟兄姊妹说：“你们应当喜乐。
”And he wrote a letter to the brothers and sisters in Philippi. You need to rejoice.
我把这些话写给你们，与我并不为难。
And you need to rejoice.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，带着锁链很快乐了。
And he was rejoicing in chains.
啊，我们不需要带锁链就不快乐了。
And we don't feel rejoiced even without chains.
因为他懂得享受基督。
Because he knew how to enjoy Christ.
弟兄姊妹，他说现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
And he says that it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
他不仅这样，他说我要彰显基督。
But not only that, he said that I need to manifest Christ.
他一句很有名的话告诉我们。
Very famous word he said.
他说我活着就是基督，我死了就是有益处。
He said that to live is Christ and to die is gain.
To me to live is Christ.
For me to live is Christ.
To die is gain.
And to die is gain.
死了就得着。
And to die is gain.
哇，我们懂得他的话吗？
And do we understand what he said?
他说无论是生是死。总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And whether death or life may the Lord be manifest in me.
苦难来了。
And when affliction comes.
表现基督。
And to manifest Christ.
逼迫来了。
And the persecution comes.
表现基督。
And I need to manifest Christ.
不顺利来了。
When the things are against my way. To manifest Christ.
啊，得益处也表现基督。
And in the good times to manifest Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
保罗现在知道。
And Paul knew.
神的奥秘。
The mystery of God.
就是他生活的秘诀。
Is the secret of his daily living.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
so, dear brothers and sisters,
这是神的极高的启示。
This is a high revelation of God.
也是神极大的恩典。
And also God's great grace.
感谢主。
And thank God.
不仅有腓立比书讲到基督徒最基要的经历。
And not only do we have the book of Philippians talking about the basic experience of a Christian.
他在这么高大的启示的时候，还写了腓立门书。
But also in such a great revelation, he also wrote a book about Philemon.
弟兄姊妹们，腓立门书说明什么呢？
So what does Philemon say?
说明在爱中表现了基督的度量。
It says that to express the measure of Christ in love.
最神的奥秘。
So the mystery of God.
也是我们可以在实际的生活中间经历的。
It's something that we can experience in our daily living.
那么在这个度量的里面。
So in this measure.
我们能接纳我们所不能接纳的。
We can accept that we cannot accept before.
大家都知道那个阿尼西姆呢，本来是腓立门的一个奴隶。
And we know that Onesimus was a slave in Philip.
今天我们来看这个小事情。
And as we consider this, probably just a trivial matter.
其实对有些人来讲也不一定小事情。如果你度量狭窄，也是大事情。
And but if you are very narrow, probably it would become a big matter to you.
在古代更不行了。
And in ancient times, it was not.
一个奴隶跑掉了，偷了家里东西就跑掉了。
A slave stole something from the household and fled.
然后现在回来了，要把他像弟兄一样接待。
Now he returns, you need to treat him as your brother.
你要是没有基督的度量，你根本做不到，对不对？
Without the measure of Christ, you cannot do it.
感谢神。
We thank God.
腓立门是一个爱神的人。
Philemon is the one who loved God.
所以保罗可以劝他。
Therefore, Paul was.
现在你要接纳他，接纳不能接纳的。
You need to accept him. You need to accept that it's not acceptable.
并且呢，能使一个无用的变成真正有用。
And that was also be able to turn the useless into someone useful.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
大马色路上的异象。
The vision on the way to Damascus.
必须到了保罗在监牢里，罗马的监牢里面的时候。
And has come to the prison in Rome.
这个整个的意义才达到完整的一个情况。
And the meaning will be in his fullness.
所以这个就是使徒保罗今天所受的。
And this is what Paul said.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要晓得
，We need to know，
就着保罗的遭遇来讲
，And according to Paul's experience，
他个人忠心的侍奉上来讲
，And in his faithful service，
这是他个人独特的东西
，And that was something particular to him。
这个我们永远也赶不上他
，And we cannot catch up with him。
因为弟兄讲得很好。
And one brother said this very well.
你这一辈子，你无论怎么样追赶，你永远赶不上保罗。
And
对。
No matter how you pursue all your lifetime, and you cannot pursue, you cannot catch up with Paul.
这个我们也承认。
That's true, and we have to admit that.
但是我们要记得一件事情。
But one thing we have to remember.
神在异象中所启示给保罗这个完整的信仰
，the complete belief revealed from God to Paul.
这个是给。所有的圣徒的
，and that is for all the saints。
今天如果我们在神的这个信仰中只持守了这个开端的一部分
，if concerning this faith or belief, if we just keep, we just keep the beginning of it，
或者好一点持守了一点点，比较多一点的生命的经历
，or we continue to probably better yet we keep a little bit more life experience，
这个都是不够的
，and yet it's still not enough。
所以神在同一个世纪。
Therefore, in the same
神特别做工在保罗的身上。
In the same century, and Paul, God particularly did his work.
就是要把他做成一个榜样。
To make him as an example.
借着他向所有的圣徒说话。
To speak to all the saints through him.
神给保罗的启示。
The revelation he gave.
是给教会的启示。
Is the revelation to the church.
是给所有圣徒们的启示。
To all the saints.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们知道了。
Today we know.
神有这个托付在我们身上。
And the God has this instruction to us.
那么到底我们守什么
？And what do we keep?
保罗说：“所信的我守住了。”
Paul says that I have kept the faith.
从此之后有公义的冠冕了。
And therefore there is a crown of righteousness laid up for me.
所以今天首先我们必须要知道，我们当守什么东西。
So first of all, we need to know what are we keeping.
从保罗的经历里面告诉我们这个信仰所有全部的内容。
And from Paul's experience, we can see that the complete contents of this faith.
这个才是我们今天真正的在主跟前所需要持守。
And this is what we need to keep before the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We need to thank our God.
他是何等的怜惜。
And because he has treasured us so much.
弟兄姊妹们。
And the first,
时候已经到末了。
And the time has come to its end.
我们再说。
We say it again.
主宽容我们。
And the Lord has prepared us.
主还给我们机会。
And the Lord has given us the opportunity.
如果我们的人生要能像保罗一样，能有美好的结局。
If our lives would like to be Paul, to have a good end.
我们要爱慕主的显现。
We need to love His appearance.
我们必须守住他要我们守住。
And we need to keep what He wanted us to keep.
所以主耶稣说
，Therefore the Lord Jesus says,
信神所差来的
，Believe in Him,
就是做成神的。
And it is the work of God.
保罗告诉我
And Paul tells us.
要守住基督全部的意义。
You need to keep the entire meaning of Christ.
这才是真实的事。
And this is the true ministry.
那么请低头在这祷告。
Let's bow our heads and the word of prayer.
主，我们满心的感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you with all our hearts.
你在你救恩里面所给我们的是远超过我们所能明白的。
And what you have given to us in your salvation is beyond our understanding.
到底我们在你里面得到了多少的福分
？And the blessings we have received in you.
也是今天我们无法完全明白的。
It's beyond our what we can fathom.
但是我们感谢你。
But we thank you.
已经给了我们。
You have given that to us.
像你完全给保罗一样。
Just like you have given it completely.
我们也谢谢你借着使徒保罗。
We thank you through the Apostle Paul.
他一生的经历。
And through his life.
他忍受了一切的劳苦。
What he has suffered, what he labored.
甚至最后殉道。
And he was a martyr.
却把你荣耀的心意向我们做了一个完全的启示。
And he has revealed your complete glory as well to us.
这个应该是我们今天在信心中所持守的。
And this is what we need to keep in our faith.
主啊，救我们脱离一切的肤浅。
The Lord has delivered us from our shallowness.
救我们脱离基督道理的开端。
And deliver us from the beginning of the word of the Christ.
让我们能竭力的进入完全。
So that we can enter into perfection.
主啊，我们渴望。
Lord, we desire.
我们的人生能像保罗一样。
Our lives should be like a Paul.
能有一个美好的结局。
To have a good end.
主啊，让我们爱慕主你的显现。
And may we love your appearing.
愿这些日子圣灵把这个爱浇灌下来。
May these days the Holy Spirit will pour this love in us.
充满每一颗心。
And fill each heart.
让我们丢弃过去所有的。
So that we forsook what we have.
忘记背后的。
And we forget what life is.
能够努力面前的。
And we can reach forward.
能够向着这个标杆往前。
And we can reach forward to.
主啊，愿今天在地上。
And make the days on earth.
你还真能够得着一般真实侍奉你的人。
You can gain a group of people who truly serve you.
是按照你的心意侍奉你的人。
And serve you according to your will.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
深信你的恩典使我们能够达到。
And believe that your grace will make us to reach.
我们再从深处把敬拜归给你。
And from the depths of our hearts, we'd like to give you worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.